Powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
It's Wednesday, August 17th. Good morning and welcome back to our number two of Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America and beyond here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's good to be with you as we continue with day three of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Once again, I just want to continue to say thank you. Thank you for all of your support through the first couple of days, through your support this first hour of our show this morning. At noon today, we're going to be at the midway point of our pledge drive, but we still have a ways to go to reach our $3 million goal by Friday at 5 p.m. Central. But I have tremendous faith in each and every one of you that is with us, our Morning Air and Relevant Radio listeners. We need your help this morning to set the tone for the rest of the day, for the rest of the network. Open your heart and answer the call in honor of our Blessed Mother Mary. Today, it's all about the Rosary and our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. We're looking for 100 gifts this hour at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or you can give us a call, 877-291-0123. On Wednesdays, I always take a moment to remind you to pray to Saint Joseph. We cannot forget Saint Joseph. He is such a powerful intercessor. So go to Joseph, the patron of the Universal Church. And we always begin every hour in prayer, especially here during the pledge drive, with a memorare as we invoke the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our pledge drive and for an end to abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah at noon. We're going to be at the halfway point. It is absolutely amazing the way that our listeners always seem to step up and answer the call.
We've got the world's greatest listeners out there, John. It is the halfway point at noon today of our pledge drive, which wraps up at 5 on Friday. So we need folks to step up. Some great thank you gifts, too. Learn about those online at relevantradio.com. And please be generous. Please answer the call.
Absolutely. And, you know, Sarah, you've been through these pledge drives so many times. It never ceases to amaze me how the folks, our audience, always steps up to the plate. They always answer the call.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? Every single pledge drive, it seems like an unsurmountable amount of money. How will we ever get there? Especially day after day, you're just thinking like, okay, we think we're going to get there. We're not sure. How is it going to happen? How are we going to get more people to call in? And every single time we get there because of the generous support of people just like you.
Absolutely. And when we invoke our Blessed Mother, as our listeners did, especially on Monday on the Feast of the Assumption, fantastic things happen. And that's why we need to continue to invoke our Blessed Mother here in this month of August, the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So you go to Mary to get to Jesus. You cannot go wrong. Glenn, real quickly, a couple of news headlines this hour.
Primary elections in Alaska and Hawaii yesterday. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, kind of as expected, lost her U.S. House seat to a candidate endorsed by former President Trump. That's Attorney Harriet Hegeman. Cheney, one of the strongest critics of President Trump after the January 6th riot at the Capitol there as well. And then up in Alaska, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will advance on to the general election. They do ranked choice there, and it'll be a Trump-backed challenger who will be against her. And in the state's House primary, former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be on the ballot in November as well, John.
And there's an interesting story out of Major League Baseball this morning regarding cell phones.
You know, if you've had trouble with kids bringing phones where they shouldn't, maybe it's at the supper table, you know, maybe it's bringing them somewhere they ought not. Maybe if you're playing Major League Baseball, you should, you know, leave the phone in the dugout. But rookie Rodolfo Castro with the Pirates did not do that. He slid into third recently and out of his pocket fell his phone. He was a bit embarrassed, and he's been suspended and sent to his room, at least suspended for a game and fined a bit as well.
I saw the video. It was hilarious. I've never seen anything like it. The cell phone flying out as he's sliding into third base. And then as he went to give it to his third base coach, looked like the coach didn't want it.
Yeah, go to bed, no dinner, no dessert. That's not appropriate. You know, when you're on third base, you're supposed to be looking for those signals to run home, not check your Facebook feed. So no cell phones when you're out on the bases.
Listen up, rookie Castro of the Pirates. As always, thanks so much, Sarah and Glenn. Our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is your treasure and what do you value the most is the question this morning. And we always pray with great confidence, the prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of our conversation this morning, 888-914-9149. Now I want to discuss what is happening in Nicaragua. It's really alarming what is happening to our Catholic brothers and sisters in that Central American country. Bishop Rolando Alvarez of Matagalpa has been under house arrest for several days. The processions have been banned for internal safety reasons. Priests have been imprisoned. They've been kidnapped. Their documents have been seized. The Catholic radio and television stations have been forcibly shut down by the government. You talk about persecution. It's something that we cannot relate to here in this country to that extent. Joining us live is our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tayon, for some perspective on this shocking news. Father Tayon is the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and a longtime relevant radio and morning air regular contributor. Good morning, Father Tayon. Great to be with you once again. Thanks so much for being with us here in the middle of our Answer the Call pledge drive.
Yeah, we hope people support the pledge drive. Obviously, we support our local parishes, but we also have to support our virtual parish. And so that's what these drives are all about, just keeping everything and everybody going, keeping us all connected. And once, hopefully people will be able to step up this week for that, to appreciate everybody's giving as well.
Father, you've been a contributor to the network for such a long time. You've seen the power of relevant radio to touch hearts, to bring people back to confession, to go back to the Mass, to pray the rosary. Real briefly, why should our listeners support the mission of relevant radio now more than ever?
Well, I think there's a lot of conversion stories and reversion stories, but I always find too, we live in a very fractured society, right? People sort of move away from their families and people go to long-term healthcare facilities. And I find one of the things Relevant Radio does is really have people be part of the mystical body of Christ, even though they might be physically separated. It can be in our car. It can be, sort of in the right places at work. We can be in so many places and all be together, and no one's alone. People have Christ on the mind, not just in the heart. And I think that's one of the great cancers today. People don't understand our faith, and people at practice might not know why and what we believe, how we pray. And Relevant Radio is sort of like a fountain of catechesis that comes over us and helps our minds convert to Christ, not just our hearts and souls, although certainly that happens through our programming. So it is an important thing. I think it's a helpful tool to the greatest poverty of all, is to not know Christ. So Relevant Radio is trying to alleviate that poverty and does a great job of that on so many levels. Certainly many people I know and myself, and great encounters on different programs I've had over the years where people have just moved to tears to Christ. And it's been very inspiring to me at times, very humbling, and it's great to be part of that.
Father, what are your thoughts on what's happening in Nicaragua, which is mainly a Catholic country?
Yeah, it's a distressing thing. I hope people are aware of that. Sometimes we get into our little worlds. All of us have our worlds we live in, but what really the leftist regime of President Ortega is really after the church there. And you mentioned some of the things at the top of the hour, but it's quite serious. They took the power out of the cathedral, and they're really taking away documents. They shut down Catholic radio stations like Relevant Radio, ironically. I think what we're talking about here today, the government really feels they've taken out a lot of other political leaders and opposition to them, and now sort of they think the last frontier that is still opposing them for basic human rights and religious freedom is the church, and now there's a real orchestrated attack on the church. So, you know, bishops, one bishop's in his chancery office and can't leave with lay people and priests. There's people, processions are being forbidden. Sort of reminds you of Mexico 100 and something years ago, a little bit, maybe not as intense, but certainly hope it doesn't go that way. So I would suggest people, you know, that Nicaraguans have a great, great devotion to Our Lady and their processions, and you know, they're really asking her to protect them, pray for them. So I think it's worthy for Relevant Radio listeners to educate themselves about Nicaragua this week and maybe take them on as a prayer intention or for fasting this week. But they certainly are the bishops and brothers and sisters absolutely need our help. And it's a very, very stressful, very sad situation. But we know when persecution comes, it's a sign that the church is the beacon of truth. So these things are very distressing. But at the same time, I think we can also be inspired by them, by the witness that they're giving to us when the government really oversteps like that and is really persecuting basic human rights and the dignity of the human person.
And the fact that they're shutting down radio and television stations, Catholic radio stations, really helps it put it in perspective what we do here at Relevant Radio. Father, we want to talk more about this, but first we need to take a short break as we continue our conversation with Father Marcel Tayon. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after this message from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
This is Morning Air,
your home for faith, fun, and news in the morning
on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales. Thanks for being with us here this morning as we continue our conversation with our longtime Morning Air and Relevant Radio contributor, Father Marcel Tayon, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island. Father Tayon, you know, we were talking about the situation in Nicaragua, and when we keep in mind that the Catholic Church is the worldwide family of God, why should it matter to us here in the U.S. what's happening with our persecuted brothers and sisters in Nicaragua?
I think in every country, every culture, there's some kind of persecution of the faith, but when it becomes really overt like this, it's very dangerous. I mean, the physical, you really get a chance to be surrounded by armed guards and people unable to, again, to just preach the faith and teach the faith freely. And we've seen this happen like in days past in Cuba and the old Soviet Union, and these crackdowns on the Catholic Church is obviously very threatening to people because it is a global religion. It has, I think some people don't realize there's embassies around the world. The Vatican City State's its own country. This gives the Holy Father and the Catholic Church a very particular place to be able to bring peace within countries where there's tension, sometimes negotiations. But the Church also finds herself sometimes in great opposition because of the global reach and the global presence she has, and really, I mean, the great intellectual tradition of human rights, dignity of the human person, and simply, you know, some the integrity of these bishops and lay people in Nicaragua that are just crying out for the basic human rights, and they believe that Christ compels them to do that. I think we saw they canceled the procession a few days ago, and they had an outdoor mass and celebrated the Eucharist together sort of in a holy defiance, nonviolent, but praying and exercising religious freedom. So I think it's impressive to us. But we shouldn't be surprised. We see the church helping all around the world, but also, again, in China, other places in the world. There's always a great tension that the Catholic Church, some governments feel very threatened by the church because of its global reach and because of the influence it has on every person of all classes. But also, again, this what we call Catholic social teaching, which is a great part of our tradition, found in the Catechism and certainly rooted in Scripture and in Christ's teaching. So it really plays out, if you will, what does a just society look like? So the Catholic Church has a lot to say in the public square to everyone, even people not of faith and atheists. There's a great tradition that is rooted in human rights, the flourishing of human rights, religious freedom, and the Church is a beacon for that. And right now in Nicaragua, because she's suffering. So even the hierarchy and some of the members of the Church are really, really being persecuted, at least So far, please God, nothing bloody's happened, but these terrible, you know, taking away documents and imprisonments and all kinds of certainly trying to shut down the teaching and literally the voice of the church on the air and social media, radio, television, and now even, you know, stopping the mobility of bishops there and priests. So it's all quite alarming, I think, and we need to be aware of that, pray for that, and pray for a peaceful resolution and for conversion of heart so that the people of Nicaragua can live their lives in peace as brothers and sisters, which is, again, what the social teaching of the church would call for in every country. And that's an important, I think, thing for us to realize is our teaching is universal in the best sense of the word, and so is the church, thanks be to God. It's a check on governments, a conscience check, especially on governments like that one where there is an oppression of poor people and other people's rights are taken away.
Father Tayon, the president of Nicaragua has called the bishops terrorists and devils in cassocks. I mean, you talk about persecution. The bishops are going through a crucifixion in that country at the hands of this dictator Ortega. He's been in power for 15 plus years.
Yeah, and we remember, those of us old enough to remember all the stories from out of there years ago, there's been problems, you know, for some decades, but it's accelerating again, and it's really concerning. I think it's not a good situation. We need to be aware of it and pray for it. But I think, you know, it's not an easy route to follow Christ, and thank God the shepherd's there, and people are holding steadfast. They have each other. But we just got to pray for kind of a peaceful resolution and sort of the basic rights can flourish again. So really, it's a sad thing, but the fact that the church is such a target means that obviously he feels so threatened by her because she's really the mother to all the people in the country, and that's what she's suffering for. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I think the Lord gives us the church we have is again, to be a conscience check and a voice of the people that have no voice. And we got to pray for these bishops and people down there that they continue to persevere and that really that they just no harm comes to them and at the very little, but at the most that their rights are given back to them to practice religion, for economic justice and a just wage and things that you just really hope people have everywhere around the world to the best of the country's ability to provide that.
And it reminds me of some of the persecution that we're seeing right here in our own country. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, we have seen nearly 80 churches and pro-life organizations that have been the targets of arson and vandalism since May when the news leaked out about the Supreme Court overturning Roe. So there's persecution even here in our country. We can learn something from what's happening in Nicaragua.
No, there is. And again, the church's social teaching is that every human person from conception until natural death has what's called human dignity. And even if someone's not of faith, using reason and observation, that teaching on human dignity affects everything. So that means every other human person is made in the image and likeness of God and has an inherent dignity that's not by what one does, what one accomplishes, what one looks like. In other words, there's inherent human dignity in every person. And this is why the church's teaching is often misunderstood. Some people don't believe that. And it's a great tragedy because if we do believe that, again, even people without faith can come to that conclusion using reason and reflection and their intellect. And then governments should also have laws that respect the dignity of all human life. So here in the United States, from conception to birth, is under attack, obviously, and we find and that the church is persecuted for speaking for them. It's not a surprise when the government thinks that certain people don't have human dignity. And same thing for some cultures with disabled and elderly and non-productive people. Sometimes people feel someone's non-productive, they're taking rather than giving. They don't understand human dignity, and the church will speak up in whatever culture she's in to speak for that. So yes, it's going on here too, and Nicaragua, I think, on a far-reaching scale across the country. So we need to be aware of that, pray about that, and let's promote what we call the culture of human dignity and life in our daily conversations and work. That's the best thing we can do after prayer.
Absolutely. And thanks also for the reminder to be grateful for Catholic radio, for Relevant Radio here in our country when we see our brothers and sisters having their Catholic radio stations being shut down in Nicaragua. Father Tayon, thank you so much for your spiritual direction.
God bless you.
Many blessings to you. Father Marcel Tayon, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and a longtime Relevant Radio regular contributor. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Personal success coach Dave Duran will be with us to talk about four reasons that others may not understand what you say or what you mean. Stay with us as our pledge drive continues.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance and Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning as we continue with day three of our Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. Our number, once again, if you want to be part of the conversation, 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about communication. Do you ever wonder why people sometimes look at you with a puzzled face, a puzzled look after you tell them something and you try to say it again and then you realize they probably didn't exactly understand what you said or what you meant? This can be maddening, especially when you're not understood. Sometimes it happens. I've had it happen to me on the phone where you're dealing with a sales rep or a customer support rep halfway around the world and they just don't understand what you're trying to say. Joining us live this morning is our longtime Morning Air contributor, Dave Duran, to talk about four reasons others may not understand what you say or mean. Dave Duran is an author, speaker, and executive coach. He is the co-founder and executive chairman of Best Version Media and a founder of Lighthouse Catholic Media and DE Media. You can follow Dave on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Good morning, Dave. Thanks so much for joining us. Good to be with you once again, right here in the middle of our Answer the Call Pledge Drive.
John, it's great to be with you, and I really have a lot of enthusiasm during the pledge drives because, you know, Relevant Radio, I've been on Relevant Radio for almost 20 years. It'll be 20 years next year. And I'm telling you, the places that you go and the people that you meet that you would not know are listening to Relevant Radio, who it's made a tremendous impact on, are absolutely so many. And in these obscure places. So my mission field, of course, is business. And I'll be, you know, at the airport, or I'll be in a meeting with organization that I have no idea would, you know, have this Catholic or that Catholic in it because we're not talking that way. And they'll say something about Relevant Radio, and they always follow it up with the impact that it's had for them. So I really do hope people are taking a look at what they can do to support what's going on here.
And Dave, one of the things I really appreciate about your perspective when talking about success in the business world is you always bring it back to a spiritual, to a Catholic, authentically Catholic perspective.
Yeah, we have this thing that I always call the Catholic advantage. You know, when we're in the state of grace, we have the advantage of being absolutely without question our best self. And that best self is going to outperform the worldly self all the time. So it is super important. And of course, ultimately speaking, it's not about being great in business. It's about going to heaven. But God gives us this smoother path. Not always. He asks a lot of us to suffer, but a smoother path when we are obedient to him.
Well, Dave, you've been obedient for a long, long time with 20 years of contributions, and we so much appreciate it. Now, this issue of not being understood, how maddening it can be at times, what is the first reason, that, in your opinion, that people may not understand what we say?
Before I say that, John, a little inside baseball for everybody. I share my notes with John before I go on the air, and ironically, I misspell, I have a typo for the first word saying, here are four reasons that people may not understand what you say or mean, and I put a typo in the first word of all this. So how about that for a reason? And I know that, I don't know if you saw that or not, if Sarah was nice enough to help me out, or Gabby to actually make that change, but that's an irony. So anyway, the first thing is missing context. When we talk to people, and we have the assumption that they have the information that we have around us, okay? And they don't, then there's all sorts of contextual clues. So a lot of times people will just start off and say, he was there the other day. Well, if I don't know who he was, where there was, or the other day was, or any one of those, I'm going to have a very difficult time understanding what we're talking about. So it's very important for us to, without insulting the intelligence of the person we're communicating to make sure that the proper context is actually there for what we're saying to be understood.
This is a really important, the context. What are some ways that we can provide context?
Well, we have to basically say, who is my audience here? Where did they come from? And what experience do they have similar to mine that would bring me to this place? So, John, have you ever had the experience before where you're sitting down with somebody in a business, okay, and they start using all sorts of acronyms that are entirely specific to that business, or they start to give you industry lingo that you don't understand, and you're like, you know what, I don't speak XYZ company. Maybe you could translate what the P-I-G-T-U-F-T means, okay? And they need to put that into context. Because we get so kind of myopic in that we wake up and we see our entire world through our eyes, our feelings, our heart, our emotions. They have a tendency to believe that everybody's experiencing the exact same ones that we are, or they bring the same history into it, which is, of course, not always the case.
So it's important to put yourself in the other guy's place.
Yeah. How about that? The golden rule of communication, really. Is basically not only to treat others the way we want to be treated, but to have the expectation or understanding that they would need to know what I know in order to understand what I understand. And so I could share that with them if they don't.
Okay, what about another reason, a second reason that people may not understand what we say or mean?
Okay, because we speak with an elevated emotion. Now, this is actually not a bad thing. If you're very excited and you want to share with somebody your excitement for maybe a gift that they provided you or some work that they did, and you're sharing enthusiasm and excitement, they're going to understand what you mean even if they don't hear the words, because they know you're grateful or you're happy, that sort of thing. But on the negative side of things, sometimes we can confuse people, because if they're hearing an elevated emotion, they may be so either upset or distraught or confused or intimidated by that, that they can't actually hear what it is in fact that we are saying. So it is a good idea not to walk around the world like Dr. Spock, but to make sure that our emotions are in line with the level of communicating that we need to do, and that they actually support the message. They don't get in the way of it.
That is hilarious that you would bring in Dr. Spock, of all people.
Well, you know, we've watched him, all of us throughout the years who have seen him, with either great admiration or a little disappointment, depending on the circumstance.
Dave, there is something to be said for enthusiasm. I've heard motivational speakers refer to enthusiasm as having God within, but it can be also over the top at times.
Oh, yeah, it can. I'll tell you, one of the funniest things is where you see the person walk into a room where they're giving a speech and they go, "Are you fired up?" And they just say this, and it's like, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. Some people haven't had their coffee, and it does not come off as great as they want it to. It comes off like, oh, my goodness, back down. It's much better to come in and kind of match the tone of what's taking place there and then build into it. So you address everybody, you're kind of calm, the same level they are, but then you pick up a little bit, and then they pick up a little bit. And as you pick up, then you kind of move into this other place, and they move into a higher place, and then you're super excited with them, and you see that gradual build takes place. It's a much better thing to help ease people into the state of mind that you want them to be in than just abruptly kind of hammer them with it, because it can become off-putting or confusing. It looks detached.
Well, Dave, I'm fired up to be here with you this morning. It is always a joy. If you have any questions or thoughts on reasons others may not understand what you say or mean, for Dave Duran, 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short break as we continue our conversation with our success coach, Dave Duran, the co-founder of Decided Excellence Catholic Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more after this miracle moment.
I'm just a soul.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's a Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Frank now in North Hollywood. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Patrick. I've called you a handful of times in the early days of your broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that it was that bumper sticker that led me to you. And it was virtually you who led me back to the church. The far-reaching good that Relevant Radio and specifically your show and Drew and I'm not good with names, but Father Rocky, all this stuff. I wanted you to know that it came from such a small place, and it was the earliest bumper sticker that you had. I had been away for maybe 30 years.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air.
Jump into the conversation. Call 888-914-9149.
888-914-9149.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales as we continue our conversation with our personal success coach, Dave Duran. We're talking about four reasons that others may not understand what you say or what you mean. Dave, let's move right along. And what is the third reason that people may not understand us?
Well, we have an expectation that they're educated the same way we are or that they know what we know. Now, this is a little bit different just than the kind of a contextual experience, the thing that we talked about before when you say, well, I was there with him the other day at that place. This is the type of thing where, you know, there are some times where people are they're much better educated, so they have a greater understanding of philosophical points and ideas or scientific points or ideas or technology. This is one of those funny things, too, where you're around a person who's very technical, very savvy, and they start, again, using language or ideas or concepts that they would think you would have. There are other times, too, where it might not necessarily be a formal education, but a person is culturally educated into a certain thing that they're assimilated to. Of course, I'm probably one of the least significant or superficial levels. Let's say they know everything about Hollywood, okay? And they start talking about all these celebrities by their first name as though you would know all of them. Well, these sorts of things, or musicians, can make the conversation be a little bit awkward because you're just saying to yourself, I have no idea who you're talking about. So the education that we have must at least be enough that we can communicate equally, whether it's formal or informal.
So once again, we have to remember that the golden rule of business and really try to put ourselves in the other person's shoes, find out where they are coming from.
Yes. I don't know if anybody, well, I know everybody's had this experience. When you're around a person who says, they say something and they go, you know what I mean? And you're like, I don't actually, I don't know what you mean. And you know, you say that to me a lot. Do you know what I mean? And I go, no, I don't know what you mean. So sometimes this is, there are context clues that we can get ourselves when we're speaking to people where you can see their confusion. And if we do have a situation where you say to yourself, yeah, I think people don't really understand me, then I would just stop and say, is there something I haven't answered for you? Is there something that I've left out that would make this a little clearer?
All right. What is the fourth reason, that people may not understand exactly what we mean?
Okay, I would put this as one of the most important ones. This is a very big one. It happens more than people would think. And it's that they have either the presumption of satisfaction or dissatisfaction or agreement or disagreement as they enter into or while they are in the conversation. So if sometimes people will make a facial expression that makes it look like they are in disagreement, but what they are is just really thinking hard about what you're saying. And now all of a sudden in your mind, you think that they don't agree or there's a dissatisfaction and you can now become defensive or you can become argumentative or you can just become desperate in the way you're communicating. And this is a really bad idea. So it is much better to just speak confidently about what it is that we have to say, speak thoroughly about it, to do things like get contextual or update management, and this is what that means. Does that make sense? Can you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you do those things, yep, in the middle, then you're going to do much better.
David, it just reminds me of the old adage of assuming. We shouldn't just assume what the other person is thinking or what they're trying to say.
Right, and that is a problem, you know, because we run scenarios in our mind about what they're thinking. As soon as we believe they're thinking something negative, we might take further assumptions of judgments they're making. Or if we think they're thinking something positive, then we might actually have a bit of overconfidence. So it is smart to, in any dialogue at all, really, it doesn't matter who you're speaking to. This is a good idea to do in your, you know, in your intimate romantic life. This is also a great thing to do with Bob across the boardroom table. And it's a good thing to do when you're getting your oil changed, to say something like, does that make sense? Do you see what I mean? Is there anything that I need to explain further? You know, would you have anything to add to that? Do you agree? Do you disagree? To even ask these questions to take the guesswork out. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not supposed to use our intuition in communicating, and that we might see some very, very, very obvious clues that a person is in disagreement or agreement and operate from there. But a lot of times these things happen in a very subtle way.
Dave, final thoughts on the importance of communicating so that people understand what you're really trying to say.
So it's the point of communicating. And one of the things that's super important to know is that our history of communicating is also going to determine whether or not we're effective in the moment. So, for example, a person who lies cannot ever communicate, because lying is the antithesis of communication. To communicate things means to communicate reality. And one of the greatest ways to communicate reality is to make sure that we are in it, and that when we are in it, that we are also looking from an empathetic perspective at what the other person is understanding, seeing, thinking, so that we can be understood and we can understand. And if we have that formula down, life is really good. And where we go wrong, and all of us do in that, we can complicate things.
Dave, I absolutely love that you bring the golden rule and put it in a business suit week in and week out with your practical advice and perspective. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yep, and I just want to encourage people to pick up the phone and give. And you can check your work. You can check where your donations are going by just tuning in every single day. And you can see the good work that you're putting behind the money that you invest for the sake of building the kingdom of God.
Thanks again. Dave Duran, the co-founder of Decided Excellence Catholic Media. Now it's time for another episode of Glenn's Story Corner.
When you give, it's a great example to others. Are you living a good example? Our story today, When You Thought I Wasn't Looking, by David Walls. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I wanted to paint another one. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I thought it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake just for me, and I knew that little things are special things. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer, and I believe there is a God I could always talk to. When you thought I wasn't looking, I felt you kiss me goodnight, and I felt loved. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes, and I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared, and I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked, and I wanted to say thanks for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. Do they see Christ in your life when they think you aren't looking? Galatians 2:20 says, I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. So I live my life in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Thanks so much, Glenn. As always, I absolutely love that verse. Honor our Blessed Mother Mary in this month dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Pray the Family Rosary across America with Father Rocky with all your prayers and petitions, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio. And stay with us. More of the Relevant Radio Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive in a moment. The Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up at the top of the hour, so stay with us.